Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Cattle on Feed report as of the end of summer. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Livestock Extension Economist. So, Dr. Maples, what does the most recent Cattle on Feed report tell us, and why is it important to producers?
Thank you, Amy. The latest Cattle on Feed report was released by the USDA on Friday, August the 25th, and it tells us the number of cattle that entered, exited, and were on feed in the U.S. on August 1st. This report is important to producers because it helps us understand how many cattle are in the country, as well as what stage of the cattle production process those cattle are in today. Both of these pieces of information have implications for cattle prices in Mississippi and around the country.
That does sound important. What were some of the key findings in the Cattle on Feed report?
The report showed a feedlot inventory of 10.6 million head. This is a 4.3% increase over August 1, 2016, and is the largest inventory for August since 2012. In total, there are an estimated 439,000 more head of cattle in feedlots this year than there were at this time last year.
That is a lot of cattle, and I'm sure it takes a lot of feed. How about the number of cattle that entered feedlots?
Cattle that entered feedlots are called placements, as in the number of cattle placed on feed. Placements were up 2.7% year over year, which fell below the pre-report estimates. However, this value is still within the range of estimates and should not be viewed as a surprise. This is the first time since 2007 that placements in July were lower than placements in June. June saw a 16% increase in placements over last year. It is very likely that the aggressive placements in recent months pulled some cattle forward that would have otherwise been placed during July.
Did the ongoing drought in the Northern Plains have an impact on the placement numbers?
The drought is certainly impacting the movement of cattle in that region, as many producers have been out of hay and forage for quite a while now. Placements into feedlot in Nebraska and South Dakota were larger than last year. Much of these increases were driven by drought conditions in the Northern Plains. Minnesota probably received some cattle from drought areas, and there also was an active interest in buying calves and yearlings by farmer feeders in the state. Minnesota has among the best crop conditions anywhere and large supplies of 2016 corn still on hand.
How about the number of cattle that left feedlots to enter beef production?
So marketings were reported to be up 4.2% over last year. This was very much in line with pre-report estimates. The rate of marketings is still aggressive by many measures. However, the number of market-ready cattle, which I measure as those cattle on feed for over 120 days, increased over last month. This number is still below 2016 levels, but it's worth monitoring over the next few months as more supplies come through the system. If a large amount of market-ready cattle begin to build up in the feedlots, this would be a negative influence on the market outlook.
Speaking of the market outlook, how does this information impact the forecast for future prices?
I think the general outlook for the rest of 2017 doesn't change very much after this report. The market is still going to be forced to continue to absorb larger supplies of cattle. The lower placements number was probably a short-term positive factor for feeder prices. Generally, July and June placement changes from the previous year are very similar. But that didn't happen this year, and the lower-than-expected July placements left the August 1st cattle on feed numbers a little smaller than expected. However, smaller than expected is still a pretty big increase over last year. I think this, coupled with seasonally lower beef demand, is going to continue to put downward pressure on cattle prices as we move throughout 2017.
Thank you so much, Dr. Maples. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Livestock Economist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.